So I thought it also might herald a shift toward his being more willing to externalize some of his frustrated aggression. This was a man who also had migraine headaches, and behind his masochism was certainly some aggression. So I wondered if the self wanted to introduce to the anima the palpable reality of evil, pressing the nipples of the little girl. That would initiate her into evil, so that she would adopt a less open and more self-protective stance. Not everything that comes into your house is good. Behind that is my belief, and I think it's true, that timely anima expressions of negativity actually protect the psyche, that the anima that's too nice and too vulnerable and too sweet is not capable of protecting the psyche. And I was thinking that this might even apply at the biological level, that if the baby girl is too helpless and passive, she's not, the immune system itself is not going to show enough resistance. I mean, I was thinking at that level, whether that was accurate or not, that's where I was. And I knew from my own work on my migraine headaches that the anima can be a psychosomatic entity, and I did feel that the AIDS virus was like a trickster. It kept changing form and doing dreadful things, and I felt that maybe a different kind of emotional response from him would make a difference in his survival. So that's where we were in the therapy. I don't say that to say that that's where we should have been, or that it's all correct, or that all the thinking is correct, but that was the emotional climate that was between us. I'm trying, in my mind, to save the man's life. And I think I'm worried about his inability to show feeling. You won't be able to understand the way I work with the dream if you don't understand the mindset that I'm bringing, because it's going to affect what I say to him. Now, he appears with his dream typed in duplicate, hands me a copy. I think something just fell there, but it seems to be all right. Here's the printout of the dream. I look down at the top of my right thigh. There were round formations about the size of buttons on the surface. It almost looked as if soft drink bottle caps had been pressed into the skin and released, producing the button effect. I thought of capaces. Now, a San Francisco gay man with HIV would immediately know in 1985 that capaces sarcoma was at that time thought to be the sign of sure and impending death. That we no longer think that. In fact, capaces is not seen as serious an intercurrent illness as it was at that time, but it was in those days it was thought pneumocystis pneumonia was bad, but capaces sarcoma is the worst. And that those were the two illnesses that really were thought to take people's lives at that time. So he looks down at the top of his right thigh. There are round formations about the size of buttons on the surface. And it almost looks to him as if soft drink bottle caps had been pressed into the skin and released, producing the button effect, and he thinks of capaces. Well, I must say, as soon as I saw the dream, my heart sank, because this is a very intuitive man who actually saw me on the street in a dream 6 months before he entered therapy with me and was often seeing things that would happen in the future. And I thought, oh God, this is a death dream. I was just so discouraged, just my immediate reaction. And he too wondered if the dream might be literally precognitive. He didn't have to say that. It was obvious between us that that was there. So the dream sort of met us at the door with a very defeating kind of message. But we had made a decision to analyze this dream and see what we could find in it, and so we proceeded. So I'm going to call this patient Sandy, and what you're going to hear is the dialogue between Sandy and I, myself. Sandy, this is one of those dreams that is really kind of an impression. It's visual. I see it visually. It's one of the short ones. And this came before our last session and you forgot to bring it in. Sandy, right. And I had not typed it into the file system, and I remembered it again when I got home and I typed it up then. And I said, why don't I read it to you? Now, this is a method I sometimes use with my patients. It helps them hear the dream more objectively, and it helps me get closer to it. I've been criticized in print for using that technique, but I still do. Not as often as since I was criticized, so it's not. Okay, says Sandy. So I read it to him. I looked down at the top of my right thigh. There were round formations about the size of buttons on the surface. It almost looked as if soft drink bottle caps had been pressed into the skin and released, producing the button effect. I thought of capsaicin. So then I start to ask questions. Now, were the bottle caps pressed down as if from the side that presses down onto the top of a bottle? In other words, the sharp end. Sandy, yes, right, to make the impression, the circular impression, as if like a cookie cutter, something of that nature. And I said, but small? Sandy, maybe about the size of a nickel, the largest? And I say, well, speaking now to the elephant in the room, well, it's certainly a worrisome thought. You've had the pneumocystis, but no capsaicin. Sandy, right. I said, in the dream, were you terrified or worried or upset? It's me asking for the feeling in the dream. Sandy, no, I wouldn't say there was a strong emotion. I wasn't terrified, and yet I didn't feel it was capsaicin at the time either. But I did think I might be warned of it. And I say, so in the dream, you didn't really feel that it was? Sandy, no. I said, is there a feeling that went with the dream? Sandy, not very much. It was really a kind of simple statement, and I suppose I didn't react to it until a bit later when I really recalled it. And then? Sandy, then I began to think of it as a warning dream, like the dream when I had to go back to St. Mary's and have surgery again. Or it might be a preparatory dream. Did that dream in fact come true, the dream about St. Mary's? Sandy, yeah. I said, so you thought this dream was preparing? Sandy, I thought it might be. It might be making a statement. I say, the dream is pure perception, and yet in the dream is the thought there may not be capsaicin, even though the thought that this is capsaicin crosses your mind. And also, there is an inner feeling that this doesn't really look like what you've heard capsaicin looks like. Sandy, I don't really know what capsaicin looks like. I remember reading something quite some time back about raised, round, button-like sores, lesions or sores. I'm getting defeated again. But I don't know whether that was actually referring to capsaicin or what at the time. It's been a couple of years. And I say, now, this dream is 2 weeks old today. The date was December 16th, and today is December 31st. I guess our session is early January of 85. And Sandy says, yes, on or about the 16th. I don't have a specific date. And I say, what about the top of your right thigh in reality? Is that an area that means anything to you? Sandy, I don't think there's anything offhand except that it would be very conspicuous. I say, I get the feeling this is a brand of some kind. Sandy, it is kind of like that. I say, where are cows branded? Sandy says, yeah, right on the thigh, or certainly within this joint. I said, very similar areas. Sandy, uh-huh. And now we get into soft drink bottle caps. What does that